السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this Mubarak, beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah, wud'afiyat. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And we also make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows the last day of our earthly life to be this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. This ayat of the Quran which I have recited, we may have heard it many, many times, but it spells out one of the objectives of fasting. One of the objectives of this Mubarak month of Ramadan is to get this taqwa in our lives. So now as we're moving in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, one is before we start the month of Ramadan to get that mindset, to get that understanding of what is expected of us, what is the objective of this month. One of the objectives of this month is to get that taqwa in our lives. And taqwa is, we normally would just translate it as the fear of Allah Ta'ala. But what it means is actually putting a barrier between us and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the arifin, those people that have got the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they take it to another level. That this must be propelled by the love of Allah ta'ala. This is not any type of fear. This is that fear that is propelled by love. In other words, I mustn't disobey Allah Ta'ala so that I gain His displeasure. It is done purely out of love. And when a man has got love, he'll do anything to please the beloved. Anything, it doesn't matter what it is, what the cost is, but I'll do it. Think about it, how often a person buys a bouquet of roses and he takes it for his wife. Nowadays, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, is that people don't show much love to their wives. But just as an example, person buys a bouquet of roses and he takes it for his wife. So another person will come and tell him, but you see these roses, you're paying 100 rand or 200 rand for this bunch of roses. Now after a few days, that petals are going to wither away. There's going to be nothing left of these roses. Why are you wasting this money? Or why are you spending this money on these roses? It means nothing. But the man is doing it out of love. It doesn't matter. But there was one person that had come. He says that he was returning from Umrah, and in Dubai airport, his wife had seen in the duty free, I'm not saying we must do this, I'm just giving an expression of how people express their love. So his wife had seen that jewelry set there. And the jewelry set was quoted in dollars, few thousand US dollars. So when he saw it and his wife said she likes this, he said he pulled out his credit card and he paid for it. When he came home, he realized that jewelry set was worth over a million rand. He paid over a million rand for one jewelry set. Now what motivated the person to do this? It was done out of love. When a person does something out of love, in our country nowadays, something that's common, that this love also, and the power and the strength and the attraction that love has in it, even the enemies also realize and they see it. So therefore you find that now kidnapping has become something that's common. They take away a child of a person, take away, hijack or kidnap the child of a person, and you'll see that that father is prepared to sell or give away every asset of his to try and recover that child. What is propelling the father to do that? Some empire that he created his whole life is prepared to give that up so that he can get the child. Or if the child is involved in some accident or some sickness, Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. But you'll find that the father is prepared to pay anything for the child's recovery, whatever the hospital cost is. Now what causes this father to do this? It is born out of love, purely or genuinely out of love. So in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, something that we need to also increase is that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then when a man has got the love for Allah ta'ala, anything that will disturb that love, he'll keep it away. Especially those things that are doubtful and those things that are haram. A man knows that Allah ta'ala does not like this television set. He won't even go close to it. Forget about looking at any program or following anything. I won't even go close to this. My Allah ta'ala does not like that. He knows that Allah Ta'ala does not like videos, Allah Ta'ala does not like photography, Allah Ta'ala does not like music, does not like illicit chats and wasting time in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So this man keeps it very, very far away from him. Now what is causing it? It is the genuine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a man doesn't need to listen to a lot of bayans. He doesn't need to listen to a lot of talks. Once he's got the love of Allah, that steam of love propels a person to move in the right direction. And similarly, when a person has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every sunnah becomes beloved to him. Everything that is linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes beloved to him. To such an extent, even if this person sees the name Madina Sharif, it brings happiness to his heart. Person has got a khajur box, who's got the picture of Madina Sharif on it. He won't allow that box to stay on the floor, even though it may be an empty box, used box. What is propelling this person? It is that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anyway, our time is very limited. Today I wanted to mention one incident because we're going into the last 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Some stock take, interim stock take that we should do. Where are we? Allah Ta'ala is still giving us a chance that this last 10 days is there. Whatever you've done in the month of Ramadan, intensify it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would intensify the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. In other words, wherever we slipped up, whatever mistakes we made, now is the time to correct it. So I'll give one incident from the lives of our Akabir. One incident of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh and Qari Tayyib Sahib that they personally experienced with Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh in Tanabawan. This incident took place now Ramadan 1929, approximately 100 years ago. So Mufti Shafi Sahib, he gives this example or this incident and he relates what had happened. He says that we had gone, myself and Qari Tayyib Sahib. Now understand who these two personalities were. Qari Tayyib Sahib was the rector, the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband. He was a top Qari of his time. His tilawat of Quran Sharif was beautiful. People used to throng to come and listen to the tilawat of Quran Sharif that he would read. And Mufti Shafi Sahib was the Grand Mufti at that time of India. So now these two personalities, what they were doing was they were going to spend some time with who? Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. First lesson we take is that we continuously need to keep contact with the pious. There isn't such a thing that I want to become pious but I don't keep contact with the pious. It doesn't happen. It's a dream. We all the time have to keep contact with those people that Allah Ta'ala have blessed with that ilm and that knowledge and that piety. So he says, despite their high rank, he said, we went to spend the last 10 nights of Ramadan in i'tikaf with Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. This was at that time. So now when they were going or they were about to arrive, perhaps this was a nafil i'tikaf that they were coming for just to spend some time because they were also very, very busy. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh's tartib in Tanabawan was, he didn't like big gatherings. He didn't like big programs. He didn't like joint programs. It wasn't his style where you must have talks and get-togethers and people coming together for programs in the last 10 days of Ramadan. He himself liked seclusion. But he would accommodate people coming to spend time there because he realized that most of the people that were around him were ulama. And ulama, the only time their madrasas were closed, they got off or they got some type of free time, was in the month of Ramadan. Now to accommodate them, he would allow these crowds to come in and spend time in that i'tikaf. And I'll just give you a glimpse of what that i'tikaf was. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, he explains that he says that i'tikaf was such that Mawlana was so meticulous that every person that was sitting in an i'tikaf, he must do whatever he needs to do as far as the i'tikaf is concerned, but there should not be any type of disturbance that takes place at all. So that's another lesson that we learn. Those of us that are sitting in i'tikaf, there shouldn't be such that anybody comes and disturbs us, nor should we be disturbing anybody else. So he says that we came there and there was a request. The news went around that Qari Tayyib Sahib, top Qari, is coming to Tanabawan in India. So allow him this last 10 nights to do 3 siparas a night so that we can do 1 khatam of Quran. So who that request came to now? It came to Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. When he listened to the request, he was very, very particular. The laws of Shariat mustn't be broken at all. And the second thing is, nobody must be given any type of taklif because of me. So now what was the request? In that khanka, in the masjid, 3 siparas must be read every night. So Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he thought about it for a few moments. And he said that these people that are sitting in i'tikaf, if there's going to be 3 siparas tarawih that is taking place here, and what about those people that want to sleep? after Isha, after their Tarawih, they want to sleep. Now there's an additional namaz that is taking place, etc. What about these people that want to rest? It'll be causing some type of taklif to them. So how is it possible that I'm going to allow something that's going to cause taklif to people? And he would say, and he would inform, that sometimes we do actions that are nafil. For example, a person that is reading wrong nafil namaz, but his car may be blocking somebody outside. Or a person may be going for nafil umrah, etc., but he's owing people money. So he says, sometimes we are doing things that are nafil, that are optional, but we are harming somebody, and to save somebody from harm is wajib. So here we are opposing one wajib act, and we're getting guna just to do a nafil. It doesn't make sense. The better thing to do is to ensure that we don't cause any type of harm. So to accommodate the request and the shock that these people had, he says, what you do, those of you all that want the three siparas, there's another masjid that's not far away. It's a very small masjid, very few people go there. You all go a little later, and you all perform your people's three siparas in that masjid. So in other words, you'll get your people's khatam also, but those that are in i'tikaf here in the khanka, there'll be no disturbance to them. Now this is what you call a person of understanding, a person that has understood the mansha, understood the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what happens is sometimes you'll find people after Isha, they want to sleep, and they are up early, so their routine also doesn't get broken. So their routine also is maintained, and the laws of Shariat also is also maintained. So he kept everyone happy like this. So anyway, the incident goes on. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that after in Dioban, before we came here in Dioban, our style was, what we would do is that after the Tarawih is we used to get together a few people, we'll have some tea, we'll have some snacks, and we'll discuss some masail. So there'll be a discussion that would take place. So he said, when we came to Tanabawan, we continued, me and Qari Tayyab Sahib, after the Tarawih finished, we came and we started having our discussion in our room, having tea. But we didn't realize that our voices were, although we had our own section there, our voices were slightly raised, that was causing a little bit of a disturbance in that i'tikaf that was taking place in the masjid. He says, for the first 2 days they tolerated us because they understood that these are very special, high-ranking guests of Mawlana Tanveer Rahmatullah Ali. His tartib was from 3 o'clock, from after Isha, right up till 3 o'clock, no talking, no loud reading of Quran, no loud zikr. From 3 o'clock onwards, anybody wants to make loud zikr, loud tilawat, you're allowed. Because now that is the time generally when everyone is up. So he said, first 2 days they tolerated us. And after that somebody made an announcement, loud, a general announcement, that there's no talking allowed in the khanka here. After Isha, there's no talking. He says, we realized our mistake. This is the barakat of the suhbat, of the pious, that sometimes things that you take for granted. Then he said, later on I seen the riwayat of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would go out after Isha Salah. General, I'm talking about generally in general months, not in the month of Ramadan. But he'd go out and he would actually scold, or sometimes he would whoop those people that are spending time talking, those people that are just wasting time after Isha. He says, if you sleep now, there's an opportunity that perhaps Allah Ta'ala will wake you up for tahajjud. By you delaying your sleep after Isha, you'll be deprived of tahajjud. He said, I've seen this so many times, that people would sleep late and that Fajr namaz was gone, that tahajjud namaz. I realized such a simple principle, that sleep early and wake up early. And this is what is taught to us. There's a quotation of Majid Lahori that is mentioned under this incident. He was a poet there in Pakistan. He says, in the former times, early times, you would find that people would read Fajr Salah, they would wake up for Fajr Salah, and immediately after Fajr Salah, everyone was reading Quran Sharif. It was a norm. People would read Quran Sharif. He says, now people wake up at 9 o'clock, and the first thing they read is the dawn newspaper. Now, this is what we have turned to. Anyway, the second lesson that we learn from here is that a person, if he creates some type of routine, some type of schedule, even in these last 10 days of Ramadan, it becomes very easy. One thing we get caught up with sometimes is we like to see where programs are taking place, this masjid, that masjid, who's talking here, who's speaking here, what's happening here, and we want to start moving around. This is against the spirit of the last 10 days. The last 10 days we must try and stay focused, try and stay secluded, try and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The less running around we do, the better it will be for us. So therefore we should try and fix ourselves. Whatever masjid we want to fix ourselves and be focused. Try to run around very, very little in this last 10 days of Ramadan. The question of braais and having entertainment and khatams and getting together, that is not even something that should be spoken about in the month of Ramadan. It can't take place in the month of Ramadan. This morning we did one incident with the Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, that a very close associate and friend came to meet him. And it was somebody that was his family also. It was somebody that was very close to him. Somebody very highly respected in the Chistiya Silsila. He came to meet him. And he came to meet Maulana Tanvi, sorry, he came to meet Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. And when he came to meet him, he found that the Hazrat Sheikh has not got any time to meet anybody also. His tartib was he would do one khatam of Quran every day and a little bit more. That there was no time to speak. There's no question of having braais and get-togethers and let's go to this garage and let's go to that garage and have coffee after Taraweeh. That was not even something that was thought. There was no time. Eventually, this family member gets an opportunity and he just meets Hazrat Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah and he says, Hazrat, Ramadan also comes upon us. But what fervor and what desire and what enthusiasm Ramadan comes upon you, it doesn't come upon us. I just came to make Assalamu Alaikum and he left. That was that level of focus that he had in the month of Ramadan. This was the whole month of Ramadan. So we also can do it. A few years back I was in Meerut in India. There was one person that was over 100 years old. He used to walk in a ruku position, in a hunch position. Old man, but one khatam of Quran every day. He sat the whole month of Ramadan in i'tikaf. So there are people like that. There was another old man that every moment you're seeing him reading Quran Sharif in the masjid, whole 30 days. And he was doing two kalams a day. He was doing two khatams of Quran a day. So this is not something that's impossible that you are only people in the olden days used to do it. We also got an opportunity. But one trick, as I mentioned before, to make a lot of tilawat of Quran is give up that use of that cell phone. Unnecessary use of that phone, the social media, those groups, those messages. Put it all one side, especially those that are sitting in the masjid for i'tikaf. They try and stay away from that phone. Unless it's 100% urgent, then only a person gets together. Another thing that often happens is in masajid where i'tikaf is taking place, sometimes a person's desire, we're speaking about desire and shauk that the person has. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali would say that deen shauk pura karne ka naam nahi hai. The deen is not that you just want to fulfill your desire. Whatever my desire is, I want to do it. I got that desire now, suddenly I must go for nafil hajj and I'm gone. But there are people that are waiting to be paid, I don't pay them. This is not deen, he says. Person has got elderly parents, nobody to look after them, take care of them, and he wants to go for umrah, he wants to go for hajj, or he wants to go for a holiday. This is not deen. Deen is we need to do what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do and what will please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So sometimes what happens is the person, he's got good intentions. He's there in i'tikaf. Now what he does, he orders food for the whole i'tikaf, for everyone that is there. Now when there's a get-together, the food comes, there's a merrymaking, it spoils that spirit of i'tikaf. So the more seclusion we can do, even though we're not in i'tikaf, the more seclusion we can do in this month also, stay more focused, more directed, the better it will be for us. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Just to finish off this incident and take the last few. So he says that after that, we learn this lesson, this very, very important lesson, that the less that we speak, the less that we engage, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. That example we had given of Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that shut your eyes, seal your lips, close your ears, and then if you don't get that divine nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I give you permission to poke fun at me. In other words, this is the trick of gaining the nur. That this last few days of Ramadan, let us look after our eyes, let us look after our ears, let us look after our tongue, more so. So by us staying more in seclusion, cutting off more from the people and more from the social media, etc., it will give us that opportunity of looking after our eyes, looking after our ears, and looking after our tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. These are the last few days of Ramadan that I left. These are the last few moments of Ramadan that I left. Let us not be foolish and lose these moments. Let us be conscious and aware of this ni'mat, this gift, this mihman, this visitor that Allah ta'ala has sent to us. Let us look after this mihman and let us look after this visitor. A day will come, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will show us on the day of Qiyamah all the rewards that we have got. But we have to just stay focused right up till the end. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.